Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You've been in a situation when Sonic left, right?
Yeah.
And you were out there protesting. I don't say protesting.
Whatever, but like we would do like rallies.
Yeah,
like
rallies.
Save Your Sonic
rallies.
Yeah,
okay. And so I was thinking. I just,
pretty much the only rally I've ever been a part of. Pep rally.
I was looking at this, some of the stuff that the Dallas Mavericks fans are doing. And they're like have this tomb outside of the arena.
Yeah.
And they had like a makeshift funeral, it seemed like. It looked like.
Yeah, somebody spent a whole bunch of money on a blue coffin.
Yeah.
And they brought it to the stadium.
And I was like, I've never loved anything like that that wasn't mine.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like a family
member. Yes, I've never loved. Right. I can't say I know what you're going through in a situation like that. I can never understand that part of it. But like, that's why I asked, you've been like that with the Sonics and everything like that. Never mind, because it's never went away. I was like, does this pain ever go away?
I mean, it's not what it was.
Right.
Right? I'm not peeing in people's front yards anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? all except my own. But that's for different reasons.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things because you're right in terms of talking about it in that way. Like, people do feel that way about these teams. Like, you feel as it's not your wife, it's not your child, it's not your family member, but it's something you care a lot about and you've devoted a lot of time and money and energy and emotion into and all of that. And the worst part is you just have absolutely it. The thing that sucks is we are able to kind of distill reality a lot of times and believe that we have more control or impact on it than we do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We have absolutely none. And it sucks to have it realized like that. It's like, man, went to all these games, spent all this time, rooted for all these people and whatever, and they're just going to leave them? They're just going to leave? They're just going to go over there now?
Right.
But we want them to stay. Well, it doesn't matter. You get $7 billion? No, we don't have that. Well, that guy does, so he's going to take them over there to Oklahoma City. They're going to play over there now. Well, what are we going to do? We'll leave you the Storm. Like, well, that's cool. We're happy to have them. They're really good. Like, because that's what Oklahoma City did. We don't want them. you can leave them here. Like, all right, well, Sue Bird's awesome, and we're really happy to have her. They won a bunch of championships. But we like that team, too.
Right.
Can we you can have the history. Okay, cool. We still have the history. All right, that's good. Can we have the basketball team? The Blazers were like, we'll come do some preseason games in Seattle sometimes. Like, oh, so we can't have anything.
Right.
Okay. No, it's this brutal reality of realizing that as a fan, you don't really ultimately have any control over any of it.
Okay.
It sucks.
All right.
Sucks.
All right. I'm just, again, and I go.
They could trade your guys. They could sell your team. Yeah, they could do whatever.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll always refer to you on this because I'm sitting there looking at it like, I think he's dumbasses. But again, that's just my perspective of it. And now that's why I bring a guy who's been through this before, because these people are hurt.
They love Luka Doncic.
Yes, they are hurt by this.
And they love Luka.
And it's to a point where they're talking about death threats and all that.
Now, that's crazy.
You need to get an effing life, you damn dork.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying.
I shouldn't have peed in Howard Schultz's front yard either. I'm not proud of that. I shouldn't have done that.
When you get to that extreme of to a point where you're having to do this, are you feeling better about yourself?
Yeah, probably, because you're there with a community of other people right. that okay. are feeling that way, right? Misery loves company. It does. So at okay. least you're going through it. You're channeling that that anger into whatever, like you're having little fake funerals or, you know, we're having our Save Our Sonics rally.
Right.
Save Our Sonics. Save Our Sonics. Can you imagine? I now, like, being so far removed from
it. Are you on the front lines?
Yeah, because I work for the radio station. Right. Like, we'd be on stage broadcasting in front of thousands of people that were there. What were we even doing? Like, were we even raising money? Like, I don't know what we were. We were signing petitions, I guess. What did we think we were going to do? Like, can you imagine being the billionaire that's selling the team, watching these peons gather in city parks and have rallies to save, like, a business asset of yours? You know what I mean? You're like, the guy doesn't even think about it. He's like, I got Starbucks, I got them, I got some jets that, you know what I mean? He's like, this is a stock option to me. Right. I'm selling this thing. Like, what are these people doing in this park? Like, to him, we look like ants in an ant farm.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which is also a brutal thing to realize, just like where you sort of rank in the pecking order of things in the ecosystem of sports. Because fans are valuable. Like, fan behavior is crazy and all this kind of stuff. But, like, without fans, there's no economy of
right,
it. Right?
Right,
like, the 126 million people that watch the Super Bowl on Sunday, that's how they could charge millions of dollars for ads. Because those eyeballs, you know, everybody understands the economics of it. So the fans are important as a group, like, as a collective. But one individual, I mean, you know.
Can Trump all
of it. Oh, is it your birthday and you've been coming to games for 30 years? We're going to put your name up on the screen for 10 seconds. Thanks for all you've done. Thanks for the hundreds of thousands of dollars you've given the organization. And then you get your name up on there and you're pumped. You take a picture of it and maybe you get to meet, you know, Michael Cage or something like that, you know? You get to do like a meet and greet with Hersey Hawkins after the game. And then you're happy forever. And then everything's great. You got that Polaroid of you and Hersey Hawkins on the fridge and all the thousands of dollars you spent for them that then just leave 7 years later is all worth it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, it sucks. Sucks. But it's, you know.
It's reality, though.
Yeah, it's reality. It okay. So they're supposed to come back, though. They're supposed to bring them back.
We talk about Luka this whole time. I mean, we actually talk about the Sonics.
We've kind of always been talking about the Sonics, Randy.
Yeah.
The whole thing is about the Sonics. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Ow!
5 seconds to go. The Hawks are going to win this thing and move ahead of Orlando in the standings. 1 second left, and the horn will sound, and that's it. Final score from Orlando. Hawks 112 and the Magic 106.
Take that, Orlando. The Hawks leapfrogged them in the Eastern Conference standings last night. Scrappy performance. Orlando's a good team. They had a really good defensive plan in the first half. I thought the Hawks made good adjustments. And, I mean, Trey's just big in the fourth quarter.
He's been playing well, when
you need him most. Like, he didn't have a particularly good 9 turnovers last night. Didn't have a particularly good game. But he was really good late. Made that 1-3 when they needed it. Made some free throws. One thing about Trey that I've noticed this year that I think is really something that he's clearly worked on and gotten better at. His left. Finishing it with his left in the paint has really improved. Like, he's got a little left-handed floater that he'll throw up now. He's a both-hands finisher, which he's been decent with it, but he's clearly gotten better with that this season, which is nice to see. And now they've won 3 in a row since the trade deadline, since everyone kind of declared the season over with. They've won 3 in a row.
Well, I think, you know, you're going to have runs like this with this team. I know we said at the beginning of the show, their biggest thing is that the Orlando, and because basically it's 4 through 9 right now, is jockeying for all these different games, 4 games, whatever it is. But all those teams are even and everything like that. So when you're facing those teams like the Orlandos and the Pacers and teams like that, you should be in these games. You know what I mean? You should be able to win these games. But you got to beat teams like Orlando. I mean, they seem to own Orlando lately. Mm-hmm. And so they got to keep that one up right there. But you can't slip up to the damn – to them Wizards or somebody like that, Buck. I mean, you got to find a way. And I know Mike Conte was on
Raptors at home twice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
you can't have that kind of slippage when your margin for error is not big.
Yeah.
You know, and like Charles Barkley said, and what we've been saying since this since the trade deadline is this, like, you tanking makes no sense. Mm-hmm. You know, because the fact is, you don't own your own pick.
Yeah.
So you're just helping out whoever has the pick because they get it.
Right.
And so you got to get to a point where you got to find out, scratch, claw, do whatever you got to do to try and stay as far out of the lottery as you can.
Yeah, and look, I mean, we said this the day after the trade. I personally think they wouldn't have traded DeAndre Hunter if Jalen Johnson wouldn't have gotten hurt, because I think the trajectory of the team is different without Jalen Johnson. I think now you're kind of in that group of, you know, Pistons, Heat, Hawks, Magic, Bulls-ish. They're kind of falling off, though, and they traded everybody, so we'll see how far they fall. I wouldn't be surprised if the Sixers catch them. But you're still playing line. Like, with Jalen Johnson, if you could have got some help, you could have passed the Bucks. You could have passed the Pacers. You could have been in the four seed, honestly, going into the playoffs, possibly. Now, trading DeAndre, your roster's not that much worse, but you're kind of still in the same place
as you were.
As you were. Had you kept him, now you just have a few more guys to sort of roll out there as far as Niang, LeVert, and Mann, who all played good last night off the bench. Like, if you would have kept him, you're probably a play-in team. With these guys, you're probably a play-in team.
Right.
So, like, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And how much of a upgrade was it? Or how much of a downgrade was it?
Which is why I say, like, I don't know.
And one thing,
about clearing contract space for the summer.
Yes.
That's what it was for.
But we know this.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it? That's the biggest thing. I don't want to see the biggest thing I did is go get a backup point guard and somebody's second to string center. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? No. Go get your guy. And until they do that, I mean.
The problem with that, though, is you're right. Until they do that, I mean. Also, even if they do, that's not for 6 months. So it's hard for the reaction to be like, wait for 6 months.
And there's
like,
nothing else out there you can do.
They play every night. There's, like, we got to talk about it.
Yeah, and there's nothing else you can do as far as making a move to make this team something that it's not, that mm-hmm. it's going to be for the rest of the season. This is your, and barring, you know, nobody gets injured or anything like that, this is who they are the rest of this season.
And unfortunately, some guys got injured last night. Like Larry Nance Jr. got his knee banged into, and it didn't look good. We'll see. Hopefully, you know, hoping for the best, but we'll see. Vic Krejci came down funny last night. He might be out for a little bit.
Is like the whenever you're up there and you're sliding off the rim like that, and like all that's there is floor.
Yeah,
it hurts
when you jump as high as you can jump.
Yes.
And get bumped in the middle of that. I mean, and you know, there's nothing. All you can do is try to brace.
Yes, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah,
yeah, it hurts.
That hardwood floor is hard. Especially
when you're coming down like that. Yes. So we don't know how that's going to – so that takes two more bodies off. We're talking about Clint Capella, not saying he's going to come and, you know, go whatever.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Why ain't he playing?
Yeah.
I understood the back spasms before the trade deadline. Trade deadline is coming on.
Yeah, but they wouldn't buy him out, you think? You'd buy him out? Would be even the point.
There's a lot of teams that wish they would.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Including the Lakers.
But that doesn't help you, really.
No, that doesn't help you at all. You're doing him a favor.
I mean, I guess.
You're doing Clint a favor.
More time for Dominic Barlow.
Oh, yeah. How can I not get enough of Barlow?
Number zero?
Man.
D-Bar?
Barlow.
Dobar? I don't know. What's his nickname, you think?
Barlow.
D-Lo. No, that's another guy. I don't know what they're doing with Clint Capella, to answer your question.
I know.
He's survived, though. He's overtaken John Collins as the ultimate Hawks survivor. This guy's been rumored in trades at deadlines and off seasons for 5 years.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.